Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You might as well cut it off. I told you, I don't want to hear no music.
Hey, the callers might want to hear the music, though.
What, we got about 53 minutes left? What is it,
sadly,
a 56 hard out today?
Sadly.
We got 56 minutes left, man. It ain't enough time. I'm going to let y'all get in here. Look, everybody that's waiting on the phones, y'all know you have a special place in my heart, right? And I know there are a lot of you out there that can't stand me because you're jealous, you're upset, you're mad that I have the platform that I have at the age that I have. There are a lot of you out there that don't like me at all for no reason. Even if you don't like me, I hope you can respect some of the things that I've said here today. Because you can say what you want about me and how I do this and how I use my platform over the course of 3 hours. I'm going to tell it how it is. There's not a scared or five-letter P-word bone in my body. I stand on what I say. And the difference between me and some of the others, I go to the locker room once a week. I see the people that I'm talking about. And there's some real deal individuals in that Commander's locker room, and they respect criticism. They respect when people are honest and objective about what they are, what they do. It's got to get better, man. It does. And I know I've went scorched earth here through the first hour plus of the show. There is really, to me, not a lot of positives to hang your hat on right now. There aren't. If this next three-game stretch goes the way that I think it may go, and they lose all three of these things, and we're staring 3-7 smack in the face, there's a certain blue-eyed individual that stands about 6'2". And has the most chiseled calves in America. Someone's going to have to answer for why this team's 3-7. And it's not going to be Jaden Daniels. It's not going to be Dan Quinn. When your groceries suck, your meal don't taste good. And right now, this meal, this product, isn't good enough. Danny Ruye, 2-6:30 on 106.7 The Fan, said that he thinks the Commanders are the worst team in the NFC East after Sunday. How can you disagree with him? We got all week to hash over this. How could you possibly be optimistic about the future of this group? We have no young talent on this roster. None. We're old. We're washed. And we don't even have a sense of pride about us anymore, man. It's no way. Dallas walks the football up and down the field and nobody defensively. I would have been, at least Deron and John Allen. Remember when they fought? I'd rather that. Show me you give a damn. All we do is throw our hands up and tap ourselves on the chest. I'm tired of hearing it. Make the plays that are there to be made. That's my frustration with this group. We talk. I don't want to hear from them this week. Go silent. Don't do any media availabilities. Because right now you talk more than you produce. You talk more than you hold folks accountable. I'm tired of talking. You can't talk your way out of 3-4. You can't talk your way into a win Monday night. Let me see the same 11 on defense on Monday night. And you, let me see the same 11 on defense. And I know we got the calls to get to, but there's a cut that I want to get to from Sergeant Slogan earlier today.
Today or yesterday?
The cut that that Toby sent us right here.
I got both.
I play them both. I mean, the more we hear from him, the better, clearly. We had a defensive-minded head coach, huh? Brother, we have a defensive-minded head coach, and we're sorry. Sorry. But I actually think the issues that exist defensively, like I continue to say, are a personnel issue. What does Dan Quinn think about the issues defensively?
Yeah, we'll look, like I said, tonight we're really digging in on some more to find it, Nikki, and see, you know, what changes could be there for us. But before I get into, you know, I want to go through everything and take all the information and then make our decisions from there. So, but I am looking for more consistency, that's for sure.
He then went on to say, the only consistent thing about this team is that we're inconsistent. That was a quote today from Dan Quinn. Sergeant Slogan himself. I just don't know where to go from here because this is why I get to talk about the future, Ant. You pushed all your chips in the middle for this year. If you don't even make the playoffs, you know what I was about to get into? You remember Josh Norman postgame against the Raiders? He didn't catch one ball.
Yeah.
If we don't make the playoffs and you've mortgaged your draft capital to acquire guys to help you now and you're not winning now, what the hell are we doing? What are we doing? I just don't get it. It hurts me. It hurts me because I genuinely don't have any confidence. And y'all know how I get. When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. Right now, I don't know where we go from here. My only saving grace is that a player's only meeting is called. Guys lock the hell in and you somehow go to Kansas City and put your foot up Kansas City's ass. That's how your season's on the line Monday night. You lose Monday night, all bets are off. You lose Monday night, all bets are off. I'm not going to stick a fork in you yet because I happen to believe that certain guys in that locker room are badass. Deebo Samuel is a dog. Laremy Tunsil, real deal, is a dog. How many other guys on this team are dogs? When I say dog, I mean going to show up, show out, and produce no matter what the circumstances are. Laremy Tunsil is a dog. Deebo Samuel is a dog. How many other dogs exist on this team? How many other guys are going to go get it no matter what? See, my problem is our leaders are screwing up. Zach Ertz, we don't get a two-point conversion because Zach Ertz don't hold his block long enough. Maybe his ass needs to practice on Wednesdays. Dropping passes all over the place. Deron Payne, dog. That's a dog. He was sick yesterday. We're getting IVs on the sideline. He showed up. Frankie Louvu, you might as well go be the third member of the Usos with the way you acting right now, Us. You might as well go put on a pair of spandex and go wrestle for Tony Khan's company. Bobby Wagner. Yelling at people on the sideline against the LA Chargers. Who's going to yell at you? Lead the NFL in tackles. You can lead the NFL in tackles all you want. You're making tackles 6 and 7 yards downfield. Quan Martin, how many times are we going to continue to put Quan Martin out there? And how many times is Quan Martin going to get to screw up and keep his job? Where's the accountability? That's my frustration right now with this group. We don't walk it like we talk it. We don't. We're a bunch of front-running loonies. I'm ready to take calls. Anthony, what do you got for us?
Are you talking to me?
I'm ready to take calls.
Oh, okay. I'm good. So earlier you said about your aunt and uncle. So they didn't know to check the TV to see if there was heat on it. You know I got a mess.
No. And look, because I'm being real. I done gotten a couple ass whoopings from sneaking and geeking to watch this product.
Okay, I'm just checking. I mean, that's a simple check. If it's warm, it's been on. So, but as far as what's going on with this team, I said this to you a long time ago, and I'm going to say it to you again. In the words of the great philosopher Mudbone, should you learn something when you listen to old folks? They ain't all fools. You don't get to be old being no fool. I've been saying all through the off season into the season, I'm optimistically cautious because the defense was the weak link. People say we improved the defense this year, but did we?
No.
Because when you look at the big picture, what's missing? Him. Who is him? Micah. Miles, Crosby. And you know how you get a him? You either get lucky in the draft or you trade for him and or you get him through free agency. So everybody is signed that's a him. Unless I'm missing something, there isn't a free agent that's a him that's going to be out there next year. So we got to get lucky in the draft. And the bad thing about or trade for somebody. And the bad thing about that is we don't have any draft capital. And who on the team is worth trading?
Point blank. Appreciate your call, man. Curtis. What's going on, Curtis?
How you doing, Lanelle? You my favorite. You call like you said. They've been kissing Adam Peterson all summer. Everybody's kissing. He's the problem we got right now. They got no speed on defense based on offense. They put too much pressure on Jason Day. No, he haven't played the best of the year. But they went with this crap wide receiver core that know with some garbage. Our Debo Samuel hurt coming from San Fran. Tulsa, Lattimore, Kenshaw, all of them had red flags last year. We spent too much money on that BS. And I'm sick and tired of Dan Quinn and been sick and tired of Adam Peters. And they try to blame everything on the defense coordinator. He don't have nothing.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line.
The cupboard is bare. Anybody trying to fire the defensive coordinator, you should be fired as a caller if you call into this program and try to fire the defensive coordinator. I got people tweeting at me right now. It's a scheme. It's a scheme. It's a scheme. Y'all want a different scheme. I want a different dream. 301-230-0980. We're running through the rest of the calls coming up on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network speed. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
301-230-0980 is the number. We got about 40 minutes left to go in the program. Hey, Ant, I'm about to walk up to the glass real quick. I want you to read this, Slim. We're doing this live on the air. I can give a damn. I turn your mic on. You speak, though, so we just don't have dead air.
Scott Linnell. Oh, you got a black screen, bro.
This is incredible.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what in the world?
I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have did that. But that's going to text me. You know what?
Man.
I'm going to get back out to the calls. I can't believe he had the gumption to text my phone. You all wouldn't believe who just texted my phone. You all wouldn't believe who just texted my phone. Y'all would pay to know who just texted my phone. Somebody's got a problem with what I said. Mark is in Largo. Voice of Reason. Mark, how are you?
What's up, son? Don't let these, hey, man. Hey, when you stand strong, stand on principle. You've been standing strong. You are all right with me. I love how you attack what you coming with today, and I love how you attacked A-Wad for shutting me down on Saturday. I appreciate that.
Oh, that was because of you?
Yeah. Yeah, because when I heard Adam Peters, I said, that's Linnell. That's my son. That's my son. Because he and I think the same damn way about Adam Peters. You and I think the same way about Adam Peters. We know this is the real problem, and I'm going to tell you something right now. I agree with you, Linnell. If they're 3-7, or better yet, I'll say this. I'll even go one step further. If they just win 6 or 7 games this year, Mr. Peters is going to be visited this year.
I'm telling you.
They need to add some stuff to the front office. I wouldn't fire him. I give him another year. If he's like this next year, then you get rid of him. But
I don't know how, Mark, you know, I don't know how close I am. I don't know how close I am to firing him. I just want him to be held accountable. Yeah, everyone keeps hollering about scheme.
This overflow by how he looks.
That's
I think is the other thing.
That, yeah, because he's got a Herculean complex, y'all think he can pick players.
Give me a break. And that's the sad part, man. I mean, the Jahan Dotson trade, Jaden Daniels has to do, just like the caller said earlier, Jaden has to do everything because he has no talent around him. So, I mean, the way he strong-armed Terry, I mean, come on, man. You know, you can't tell Kevin this, and you can't tell the junkie this, and you sure can't tell Danny and Grant this. They think he's a god. He walks on water.
Well, I know Danny Rue is about 2 losses away from going scorched earth on Adam Peters. So tread lightly on GW's finest.
I'll tell you somebody else, too, is your boy Doc Walker, because he agreed with everything you and I were talking about last night. Because when I talked to him last night, he said, I'm 100% in agreement with you. He is the issue. So, you know, a lot of people are descending. They'll come over and join us. You do a good show, my son.
I appreciate you, Mark. Let's go to Mo. What's up, Mo?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Just a couple things. first of all, you gained a fan. You know, I really appreciate the passion that you brought to us this afternoon, and I really feel you, brother. And it's funny because I feel like we finally found a common ground, because I spoke with you last week, and you made the comment that you wouldn't be surprised if this team won the next four games in a row. And I about lost it. So I'm like, what is he watching? Like, how could you think that this team is capable of winning the next four games? And this is what showed up this weekend. So I guess we finally have found a common ground, brother. I get how you feel. But with regards to what's taking place, I'm not pulling the trigger on Peters, okay? Let's keep it 100. We went to the NFC Championship last year.
Hold on, Slim. Okay? Hold on. But why did you go there, man? Everything, you had the perfect stroke of luck.
Okay, well, you asked why we went there. I'll say why we went there, okay? Because we drafted Jaden Daniels, okay? We put some pieces around him that accentuated his abilities, okay? We found a captain on our defense that was able to hold players accountable on the field, okay? They played good enough to get us to the NFC Championship. So based upon the production, the man did his job, okay? So all these people talk about firing Peters and all that. Nah, I can't get down with that because, like you said, he ain't missing tackles. You know what I'm saying? He's not holding blocks, okay? So you can't put that responsibility on him. That production is on the player. But this, I hear you with the whole scheme thing, okay? And I hear you. But let's say this. You just went down a list of all our inadequacies. Mm-hmm. Okay, how they can't do this, they can't do that, they can't do this, right? And they continue to call the same plays, knowing that we can't do these things.
But dog, so, this is my thing, and I'll let you go. I'll answer off here. Mo hit it on the head. My thing is, what are they supposed to call? I feel like we're having this conversation week in and week out, and honestly, I'm getting tired of it because y'all are like y'all being ignorant. Y'all, we got to stop this groupthink that exists here in this market. Because one person's, y'all act like certain people's word is gospel. It's not. It's not. What is Joe Witt supposed to call? Y'all keep hollering about scheme. I'm tired of hearing it. I'm literally about to mute the word scheme on my X account, bruh. I'm tired of hearing scheme. What scheme are they running? It's some sexy buzzword that you all heard your favorite host use or your favorite beat writer, and now you think it's gospel. It's not. They don't have a scheme issue. They have a personnel issue, and they have a grocery picker issue. We had $65 million in cap space, and this is the roster that was put together. We went bargain bin shopping at wide receiver. We went bargain bin shopping along the defensive line, and I get it. Free agency is not where you build your roster. I totally get that. But we have no depth. You can build depth through free agency. You drafted Ben Sinnott with a top 100 pick, yet you're paying Zach Ertz damn near $10 million. We got Robbie Chosen getting on the field more than Jalen Lane. Play the youngins, bro. Jordan McGee flashes, bro. Whenever you see him, he flashes, do we not? Why is he playing more? I know why Johnny Newton ain't playing more, so I'm done talking about Jerzon. I know why Jerzon doesn't play. Jerzon's not strong enough, not big enough, doesn't play with good enough leverage and technique to be a starting defensive tackle. And that's a first-round pick that they spent on Jerzon Newton. It was pick number 36. Might as well have been a first-rounder, Ant. Might as well have been, brother. This is what I don't get. John, I'm going to calm down just for you because you're my OG. You always bring sense to it. I'm going to calm down just for you. What's going on, John?
Hey, John. Hey, man, listen. I don't call... Oh, listen to this, so here you hold back, okay? I just don't. I call for you to, you know, be real and tell me how you feel.
Okay. I'm gonna keep it respectful for you though, OG John. You my man.
I am your too, man. But listen, hey, listen, I ain't slept since Monday night. And you know what this is? You're talking about I didn't sleep last night. My wife cooked a big roast dinner last night. You know what it tasted like? A $2 steak. Or, you know, couldn't even. It ain't nothing went down good since Monday night. What do they do, Lionel? They get it first and goal at the one right before halftime. They go right back to the stupid shotgun. They want to hike it 5 yards the wrong direction. He almost fumbled that one.
Yep.
But he didn't make two mistakes on that one. He held on to it instead of trying to hand it off. So only one mistake. But that's a play call. You're going to tell me they can't put a backup quarterback under center and hand it off to center or somebody when you're down at first and goal and need a yard or two to score? You got 34 downs? If they don't want to put, you know, Daniels underneath the you know, man, they might get him hurt, okay? But they got to have some play, and we're supposed to have a big guru offensive coordinator? Well, but, hey, we got to calm down. We got to look at it like this. We played that fourth-place schedule last year, and things came together, you know, like a blind hog finds an acorn every now and then, but he's still starting to. But we got a good run. But we got to draft defensive along the line. We got to get that defensive line because that relieves the back end there. Makes it easier on them.
And this is why their scheme doesn't work. This is why we keep talking about scheme, John. I appreciate the call. The scheme is predicated on the front four wreaking havoc. And right now this front four doesn't wreak havoc at all. It just reeks. Period. 301-230-0980 is the number. We're going to continue to weave in your calls. But like, and I don't know if we should wait until later in the week to chew on this. I'm starting to have doubts about the future of the program. Point blank, the young pups are not showing me enough. They're not getting their opportunities. Why? If you don't make the playoffs this year, it is an abject failure, and some people should be held responsible. I'm not saying people should be fired, but damn. Hindsight is 20/20. You can question every move after the fact. I don't know how we got here. That's why I'm having such a difficult time coming to grips with what this is right now, because I don't know how we got here. The last time I looked, we was what did I say 2 weeks ago? After we beat LA, I said we're one of the 7 or 8 legitimate teams. Is that Dak Prescott's mother calling into the station? We have a Martha Prescott on the line. I just don't know because everybody in the NFC East has a brighter future than us. That's why I'm sad. I just don't get it, bro. And I get it. Yes, we have the quarterback. What other young piece can you hang your hat on? Trey Amos. I give you Trey Amos. That's my dog. I rock with Trey Amos. Bill out there tiptoeing yesterday. I just hope they're able to turn it around Monday night. I don't want this to happen. I actually think they have a shot on Monday night. And I'll tell you why on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Team 980. Where do we go from here? Backs are against the wall. Everyone thinks you're garbage. You're getting ready to go into hostile territory on Monday night against a Chiefs team that looks like they're back. How do you get it done? How do you get it done? I certainly have my doubts and reservations about the future of this organization. I do. But there's something inside of me. I don't know what it is. There's something inside of me that feels like there's a chance that they go to Kansas City Monday night and shock the world. Part of me feels like they have a legitimate shot to go into Arrowhead on Monday night and quiet the noise. Silence the haters. They have to. Because if you lose Monday night against Kansas City, your season is over. Point blank. The one reason, though, that I think they have a shot on Monday night, and I say this all the time about professional sports, you can't fake desperation. You can't. You should have been desperate going into Dallas. But right now, you're under 500 for the first time since week one of last year. They should be desperate. They should be chomping at the bit to go out and right their wrongs You were embarrassed. This is the first time under Dan Quinn that we've been beat like this, Young. Ain't it? We ain't took an ass whooping like this since he's been here. How do they respond off of that? Tell the truth Monday, right? What type of truths was being spewed over at Big Bear AI's training facility? Let it all hang out. Everybody is subject to evaluation. That's why I think they got a shot Monday night. Because if they look themselves in the mirror and they finally choose to hold themselves accountable, there should be a desperation that begins to set in. And I'm not talking about a bad sense of desperation either. I'm talking about a win or else type of desperation. There is no going back. There is no tomorrow when it comes to this season. You will figure out and find out Monday night in Kansas City what you're made of. Are you going to tuck your tail between your legs like a five-letter word that starts with a P? Or are you going to swing back? A lot of people are rooting against you right now. A lot of people don't buy what you're selling, Sergeant Slogan. What are you going to do about it? Will you get these guys ready? I know I said it in the opening segment, but I'm going to reiterate it here again. I'm tired of non-starters leading the huddle. Tyler Owens should not be leading a pregame huddle. What the hell did you bring Bobby Wagner back for? What the hell did you bring Zach Ertz back for? Somebody that matters should be leading the pregame huddle. It's no disrespect to Tyler Owens, but damn, how many fans out there even know what number he's wearing now? Yet he's leading a pregame huddle, and we're wondering why we start slow. How the hell am I supposed to get hype? How the hell am I supposed to run through a wall for Tyler freaking Owens? I pray to God Monday night that they're able to right their wrongs. Honestly, I honestly, because if they don't do it Monday night, it's over. And if you miss the playoffs this year, I don't want to hear that end of season presser. I'm already like jumping in the time continuum, and I'm fast forwarded to the end of season presser where Adam Peters and Lance Newmark and Dan Quinn address the media. And you know what they're going to come out their mouth and say? It's hard to make the playoffs, hard to rebuild and rebound upon consistency when you're so injured. No one cares about injuries, dog. You know what Kyle Shanahan said about injuries? He gave it the middle finger. Gave it the finger. You know what Dan Campbell and the Lions said about injuries last year? They gave it the finger. That's being a BMF. That's anybody, anywhere, anytime. Overcoming adversity. We can't do it. We haven't done it. Will we do it on Monday night? You better, or your season's going to be over. 301-230-0980. Drew is in Rockville. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's happening, Linnell?
I'm trying to calm down, Drew. I am wearing it today more than I have in a long time because I'm genuinely upset.
Hey, look, man. Adam Peters gambled on his veteran talent and lost. That he put all his chips in, and he lost. But no doubt about it, this is on all of them. On offense, Bill can't be in the game at the same time as Chris Rodriguez. Chris Rodriguez can't be in the game at the same time as McNichols. Sennett can't get a forward pass thrown to him, a tight end screen, a shovel pass. But you know the shovel pass? You know, remember those, Linnell? You know, the little trick,
of course.
Little play and the little shovel pass.
You're saying there's a play-calling issue offensively.
You can't get that. You seem to have miscommunication on offense. Week 7, there's still some miscommunication. On defense, where's Medrano? Where's Cahill?
Inactive.
Okay. The draft picks, right?
They were inactive, and yes.
Yeah, and so they can't play next to Bobby. I can't see clips of them coming off the field making a mistake and Bobby coaching them up or telling them something. I can't see that speed that they have. I can't see any of this. What, you know, all of this is a collective
effort. Jamie Martin is balling. Why is he not starting? Why is he not starting? He's balling. Every time I see Jamie Martin in the game, he's doing something. He's wreaking havoc. He's getting close to the quarterback. McGee, all that speed, like, why is that not being utilized? I mean, some of this stuff is, all of this with them is a collective effort. You can put your chips in and say, okay, our veterans are going to lead us. And then Jaden, who, yes, he has been inaccurate. But I want to see Jalen Lane. How am I forgetting about Jalen Lane? Where's the play call to get him in some space so that we can see that wiggle and that speed?
You're asking all of the million-dollar. You're asking all the million-dollar questions, Drew. Unfortunately, I don't have the answers. And what's disheartening about it all is I don't think they have the answers either. I don't think they know how to fix this. I genuinely don't. Someone has to step up, though. That's the one thing that I continue to go hard about. Desperation is the only reason. Desperation is the only reason I feel they have a shot coming up Monday night against Kansas City. I think they are a desperate team. I hope they show that they are a desperate team by their attitude, by their effort. No more talking. Games aren't won on Thursday at the podium, Joe Witt, Cliff Kingsbury. Games are won on Sunday nights, Monday nights, Thursday nights. Will you do it coming up this weekend? We had a bunch of more calls to get to. We got one final segment coming up on the other side. Monday Night Football cuts us an hour short tonight. I will get to you all coming up on the other side of the break. 301-230-0980. Lines are loaded. We're limited on time. So get your thoughts out. Be concise. And let's get to it. It's the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Monday Night Football cutting it short, so we got about 8 minutes left. There are 8 people on the line, meaning you all get 1 minute each, starting with Athan in Annapolis. What's going on, Athan?
I think he hit the nail on the head when he talked about the 49ers because they lost Bosa for the year. They're working with their backup quarterback, backup wide receivers, and Warner's out now too, and they're finding a way to do it. I'm optimistic for the future because I think we've shown, even with the backup quarterbacks and limited resources on our offense, that we can move the ball still. And I think we're only going to get better as we add pieces. The thing that my question to you, though, to close out my call is, though, Linnell, I know they've shown that they are this bad right now, but the corners and the safeties are different, at least the corners are, from last year. I just find it hard to believe that something is just not majorly off somewhere other than just the player's effort. It's got to be something that we're missing because there's no way they can look like Emmanuel Forbes and Benjamin St. Juice out there. But they do.
But they do.
So that's my question to you.
I'll answer it off the air here, Athan. Appreciate you as always. I just think they're not playing well. Like that, they're not playing well. They're not making plays. Marshawn Lattimore is in phase on these deep shots. He's got to turn his head around. But my thing is this: they're teaching a certain technique at defensive back, and if guys can routinely not using the technique, how are you going to keep playing them? And I'm not saying to bench Marshawn Lattimore. I'm saying what's your fix? Like I said, everybody was raised the right way, I think, to listen to this show. Everybody had a big mama in their life. You don't do what big mama tell you. You don't do what big mama tell you to do. There is repercussions. There are consequences. Some of the time, depending on how savage your big mama was, that consequence was getting that ass whipped. Someone's got to whip someone's ass on this Commander's defense. I can't continue to watch them play the same guys and have them get beat, and then we make no personnel changes. If you want to holler about coaching, that's the only leg you have to stand on, is they're not making any personnel adjustments to the BS that we're seeing out there on a week-in, week-out basis. Teddy is in Silver Spring. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, Linnell. Usually I call and, you know, calm you down, but I can't even do it this week. You're absolutely spot on, right? Our team is kind of like those Japanese lantern flies. And when they came out, you're like, oh, that's a butterfly. But when you get up to it close, it's a stink bug. That's exactly who we are. And we were the same way last year, but we had the pretty wings we had on us was Jaden Daniels, who corrected a lot and made up for a lot of our flaws. I mean, you look at how slow we are, how old we are. Like at the end of the movie Creed, when Dolph Lundgren was running with his son, and you looked at Dolph Lundgren like, dang, he's running real old. That's how we run out on the field. That's what we look like. So I don't know what the solution is. It's probably going to take a couple years to turn this roster around to have some depth. But no excuses, man. I mean, we're stink bugs.
Point blank. Appreciate you as always, Teddy. Let's go out to Jason and Laurel. What's up, Jason?
Linnell, what's up, brother? Love the opening of the show.
What's going on, Jason?
I'm devastated like you. In fact, I tell you, I almost came up to the station today. The way the show opened, I thought you needed some blood pressure medicine from
me. Hey, man.
I'm a little older than you.
It's rough.
You know, Linnell, last night was rough. But you and I have talked about this a couple times. I think the talent pool overall on this team is deficient in areas. Not necessarily because of this group, but just because of what's going on. And you think about how many draft picks this organization has dedicated to defense in the last 10 years, and what do we have to show for? I mean, it's crazy.
Not a lot.
Now, I agree with you. I actually think the rest of the schedule, you could convince me that they could win every game in the schedule. You could also convince me that every game would look like last night. I think it really depends on
Jason. If I can convince you, if I can convince you that they can win every game on the rest of the schedule, I got a pair of shoes that you could buy for $500,000 too. There's no way you think that. There's no way, Jason.
No,
you're my man.
I think they could beat Kansas City.
I think they could beat Kansas City as well, strictly off the desperation. And Jason, we appreciate you. I told you I got to run rapid fire through these because we're up against it. Monday Night Football, cutting it short. Darius is in Oxon Hill. What's going on?
What's up, bro, man? You know, I do appreciate your passing today. I can tell you
a young millennial fan like myself, so, you know, we've been through a little bit.
We scorn, bro. We suffer from SLS, scorn lover syndrome.
Yeah, exactly, man. But, you know, I will say, you know, don't give up hope on, you know, the future, man. Remember, you know, this is second year under this regime, bro. Stuff's going to get together. It's just a matter of time. Like, we really ain't had the personnel this year coming in, and then all these injuries. Stuff happens, but, you know, I'm not saying the season going to be a wash, but we 3-4. If we finish 500 and we get a decent draft pick, I'm not going to be mad at that either. But I already knew we wasn't going to go back to no NFC championship. That was cooked. But, yeah, man, just keep your head up, bro. You know, things will be all right.
Hey,
you know,
man.
We got five.
I appreciate you as always. Let's get to Rick in D.C. What's up, Rick?
Hey, man, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Quick. Man, I tell you, you got to blame it on the front office, Adam Peters, the way they jocked around Terry McLaurin. That's why he's injured. You know, you sit out long, you get those injuries like that. And he was the key to our offense, kept that offense in check. And the defense, man. We got to build that defensive line, linebackers. We need more cornerback help. Like the callers a while back ago said, depth. We never had depth on our team, and that's what we really miss and what we really need. And also, man, we banged up. So those three losses to Atlanta, the Bears, and the Cowboys is going to affect our playoff run. So I'm just going to leave it right there.
For sure, man. I appreciate you as always. Got a couple more to get to. Rapid fire here. Let's get to Andre. What you got?
Lattimore, how the hell you – I'm sorry. How you going to play week after week and get burned every time? That's my call.
Appreciate you. Cowboy Don, what you got, brother?
Hey, brother, listen. I didn't call a boast or anything. I'm just telling you guys, it's early in the season, man. You still got 10 games to go. I'm loving the NFC East. I think that we all are on the uprise, and I think this division is going to be great and competitive. You guys had a lot of injuries, man. And
everybody deals with injuries, Cowboy Don. I appreciate your lap. We only got like 15 seconds. I don't want to get you on and cut you off. I appreciate you chiming in. Back with you tomorrow, full show 4-7, right here on the Team 980. Monday Night Football comes up next here on the Team 980. It's a scheme. It's a scheme. It's a scheme. Y'all want a different scheme. I want a different dream.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.